Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all again for another relevant teaching. I have to tell you all I'm a bit excited, and at the same time being excited, I'm perplexed, concerned even. As we began yesterday, a dialogue regarding the mirror, and as God continues to reveal truths about the mirror, it even fuels my spirit the more regarding tonight's topic. I'm no longer afraid of my mirror. We're grateful tonight for those who've called in. At any time, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we can bring you live for your question or comment. So, Father, we thank you now for this teaching time. We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yokes. We thank you for the anointing that will allow this teaching to go forward with power and clarity, such that the least of your little ones could understand and comprehend what it is you're saying to us on this evening. God, I thank you that you're allowing Valerie to decrease, that the Spirit of God that resides on the inside of me would show up and speak to me and through me, that we would impact the kingdom, that we would empower others with the hopes that they would empower others. Father, we thank you for having your way now, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So I'm no longer afraid of my mirror. As a woman of color, a woman with some weight, you know, thick sister, there were many days that I was challenged when it comes to looking in the mirror. I could be told by people, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you've got such a nice smile. Oh, all these endearing things being spoken to me. But when I looked in the mirror, I wasn't capable of seeing that. I didn't see an attractive Valerie. I didn't see a beautiful smile. I didn't see anything that would warrant success, good things. I only saw the pain of what was inflicted upon me and the decisions that I'd made. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24, and this is from the Message Bible, it says, don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a listener when you're nothing but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, is not distracted, scatterbrained, but a man or woman of action. That person will find the light and affirmation in the action. And so when I read that, I said, Lord, okay, we got too many people fronting, making claims about knowing who they are, vowing things that they desire to do with no intent to fulfill it. There are individuals that have looked in the mirror and truly have walked away with no insight as to who they really are or what they truly look like. And you would say, well, what are you saying? Well, what are you getting to? Good question. I'm glad you asked. The truth of the matter is we have been, some of us still are, afraid of looking at the mirror because we don't know who we are. Now, on my topic tonight, I said I'm no longer afraid of looking in my mirror, and that I am certain of. And it's because I've taken a glimpse, not just a glimpse, I've taken a good look at why it is God has placed me in the earth. I've come to a place in my life now where when I look in the mirror, I'm not so much concerned about whether my hair is done just right, whether my makeup is flawless, whether my clothes are fitting with perfection. Because some days, like today, I had on a baseball cap and I didn't care if I had a little bit of ash on my feet. It didn't matter to me because my outward appearance was not speaking regarding what was on my heart and me taking the necessary steps to fulfill my purpose in the earth. See, some of us have been afraid of seeing a glimpse of ourselves because the glimpse of what we see, the reflection of what we see, indicates to us that we're operating and there's some truth that's not being lived. Often I've heard people say, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. I hear what you're saying out of your mouth, but I know what I see. And if I see it, I know that when you look in the mirror, you see it too. And because you see it, now you find yourself being in a place where you're depressed, where you're withdrawn, where you're hurting, and you don't know why you're hurting. You're feeling rejected, and you don't know why people don't want to be. You're feeling all these things because you know you don't measure up with your claim. I know. That sounded sort of harsh, Prophet, Pastor Val. No, but it's truth. We've got to get to a place now more so than ever. We've got to start dealing in truth. I had an encounter today with a young woman, a 17-year-old. As my husband and I were leaving home, this child was in the middle of the street ranting, raving, crying, throwing stuff all over the place, sitting in the middle of the road, and her mother comes out of the house cursing at her, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And me being me, I walk out there and I go, baby, you okay? What's going on? What's up? Finally, the child comes to me and she's talking to me. And the mom has cussed her out and the mom says to me, call the cops. Go ahead, call the cops. Call them so they can lock her up, blah, 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 blah. And the kid is just so screaming. And I'm like, Lord, what is this about? I go to the child. I begin talking to her. I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Pastor Bell. Are you okay? She says, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not no, or lady, who are you? Why are you in my face? Why are you trying to get in my... No, she said, no, ma'am, I'm not. And she began to share her story. And I was sharing with Pastor Linda as we were driving here about the mirror and the reflection. And child is a mirror image of what she's been living in the house. And she is a reflection of what has been placed in her from her mother or from her father, whatever the case may be. She is a reflection of her environment. And so for some of us, because of how we live in, you know, living in sin and coming to church on Sunday and acting like, oh, hallelujah, everything is good, but you know you got your boo. Oh, see, I'm talking about me. Y'all, I'm not talking about nobody else but me. I'm telling you some of the things that I used to do when I called myself living right. I would do my thing on Friday night or Saturday night, get back home Sunday morning long enough to take a shower, change clothes. I tell them, don't leave me. I go into church. I sing my solo. Acting like it made me feel good, I would cry because I was feeling convicted because I know I was wrong and I had told him, wait for me when I leave. Soon as I finish my song, I'd have a reason to come out the choir stand, take off my robe, jump back in the car, and go back and do what I do. It was that time when I was afraid of looking in the mirror because if I was able to see my truth was that I was living a lie. I was not interested in fulfilling purpose. I was not interested in obeying God's word. The word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. I would prefer to sacrifice, which I was doing, and I had to pay consequences for, instead of just taking heed to what God is saying and fulfill it. Even in this scripture, it says this, but whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it. Some of us have to have some stick-to-ity in us. We've got to have the ability to stick to holiness and stick to righteousness and stick to the relationship with Christ and stick to obeying God's word and stick to one side of the fence or the other. We got to stick to it. And until we're in that place that we can stick to what God has given us, what God has spoken to us, what God has purposed us to fulfill in the earth, until we're ready to make that decision, looking in the mirror is going to be a challenge. Now, we know that men, the men that we encounter day to day, they're looking at our outwards because they want everything to be in check. They want you to look quite right. They want you to play the role. But God is saying, outside of all of that, because you can put on the hair and the makeup and the eyeballs and the eyelashes and the nails and the body cincha and the Spanx and a whole lot of things to make you look like something you're really not, because when all that stuff starts popping off, people be like, are you the same person? See, God said, I'm going to bypass all of that. Let me see your heart. Let me see your heart towards me. Because if your heart is right towards me, all that other stuff. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. A lot of people talk about that passage of scripture and talk about tangible things, but I'm telling you that as you seek God and his righteousness, he will give you the ability to look in the mirror and no longer be afraid. He will add back to you all that was taken, that you allowed to take it away from you because of some choices. He is a God that is able to restore us to the place where we understand that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. That we are royal priests and we are an holy nation. We are heirs and joint heirs. And that we can have what it is he has for us, but we have to get to a place. We have to get to a place. On yesterday, in our gathering, talking about the mirror, God revealed something to me. My husband had gone out, and he's just such a wonderful help for me in ministry. I said, baby, I need mirrors. And he went out and he bought these mirrors. And in each package, there was one large mirror, but there was a compact. And when I picked up the compact, I was like, I don't know what you want me to do with it. What is this? And so as we began to move through the teaching, God said, pick it up. And on both sides, I saw the same image. But then I saw the hinge that was holding it together. But on both sides, I saw the same thing. God said, many of us don't want to look in the mirror because we're hard pressed between two decisions. The decision to do right and do according to God's plan, or the decision to follow the needs of our flesh. Now, if I look at myself in both mirrors in that compact, I saw the same Valerie. But Holy Spirit, looking back at me, may have revealed something different if my heart wasn't right towards God. If I was about fulfilling my flesh, one of those mirrors may have been dim. And when I looked in the other one, that one would have been light. But thanks be unto God, I could look in both sides and close it, because God said, just close that. I want you to be one with me. Pick up the big mirror and see me. See me. Put that down and pick up the big mirror. Look in that mirror and see me. See the Christ that resides on the inside of you. And so, again, I'm no longer afraid of my mirror because I don't have to deal with Valerie when I look in the mirror because I allow God to deal with me. When I wake up in the morning, I surrender. I said, okay, this is a new day. This is the day that you made, Lord. And you know what? Before I move any further, I'm going to go ahead and ask that Valerie die. Let my flesh die so that my flesh won't get in the way and prohibit me from receiving that which it is you have for me. I go on and let my flesh die now and let the Spirit of Christ that resides on the inside of me come alive and mobile in me so that I can move according to your plan for my life. The word says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered of God. And because we are the righteousness of God, and because we have the mind of Christ, because we got on our due right, when we get up and begin to move in the things of God, we don't have to be afraid of the image. Because what people are going to see the reflection of is not us, but Christ. But Christ. That's, I hear you guys. You know, I think about life and different things that we've encountered. And I go back to that scripture and it says, but whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God. How many times have you gone somewhere? Ladies, because I got some ladies on the line. I got some preachers and prophets and pastors on the line. Amen. How many times have we gone shopping and we call ourselves window shopping in the mall and we walk past a certain store and we catch a glimpse of something that, ooh, that's a nice dress. Ooh, those shoes, cute. And because we caught a glimpse, instead of just window shopping, we walk in the store. And we go to that department, and whatever object it is, it begins to woo us to the point that when we leave out the store, we bought it. Like that, we bought it. See, God said, when you get a glimpse of my counsel, it should be wooing you such that you drop what you're doing, you forget about your plan, you forget about your agenda, you forget about your desire, and you drop everything and you change. And take heed to what he's spoken. Take heed to what he's revealed. Capture it and hold on to it for dear life, and then walk away with it forever changed. And when you're able to do that, then you're able to freely look upon yourself, look upon the reflection of a mirror, and not be afraid. How many on the line have ever had a walk of shame? You know what that is. You know, you went out that night, you went to the club, you went out to dinner, and you didn't go back to your house. You know, and then you get up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or they get up at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock and got to walk out your house, and they tipping and looking and tipping, wonder if anybody else is looking or going to see that walk. God said, when you do what I say, you ain't even got to worry about no more walk of shame. You ain't got to worry about that because you ain't going to do that. You're going to obey my command. See, all that stuff that we used to do to fulfill the flesh will get bagged up and tossed out when we catch a true glimpse of what it is that God is trying to do. When we're trying to capture what he's speaking to us about fulfilling our purpose in the earth. Prophet Nina, I believe, will be coming. Well, I know she will be coming on next week, and I believe that she's going to be speaking from ties in. For those who have been on our Bible teaching, Seeking Truth on Wednesdays, for a minute, we talked about I Know Who I Am. And I just bless God because he has strategically placed teachings before us and different topics before us to get to this place today where we're now no longer afraid of looking in the mirror because we know who we are.
We no longer carry shame and guilt. We no longer persecute ourselves. We're forgiving ourselves as we are forgiving others. And now we're ready to embrace what it is that God has for us. And somebody told you when you while you were on this phone, you got a text message that said, hey, I just found out that I came into this money and I have $6.3 million that I want to sow into your life. I just need you to come and get it. You will stop, drop, and run, drive, jet, whatever means, you will get to that because money answers things. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. But money answers things. That money could do some things. But because you got that insight and because it was made available to you and all you had to do was get it, you was ready to get it. God said, look, I had a son. His name Jesus. I loved him so much. But because of how I loved you, I gave my only begotten son, who died for you. He was nailed in his hands and his feet. He was pierced in his side. He had a on his head. He gave up the ghost because of the love that I had for you. And all I wanted you to do was to receive him as your own. And if you do just that, I'll give you life, but I'll give you life more abundantly. And just in that decision, receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior will give you the ability to no longer be afraid of your mirror. No longer afraid of your mirror. This is getting good. This is good to me. This is good to me. But I want to add again, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and share with our listening audience on tonight, because this is another one of those teachings, another one of these revelations that has come to me that I'll probably stick to for a minute, because our reflection is our truth. And too often we've been trying to front that we're something that we're not. We wanted people to think that we were one thing, but when we get home and close the door and drop the curtain, we're somebody completely different. And we don't like looking in the mirror. We don't like seeing that. We don't like wearing that mask. It becomes cumbersome, because I don't remember what I said when I had my mask on, and now that I took it off and the same person called me, sometimes you got to try to remember a lie and then you add another lie to it, and then you find yourself being caught up in a place that you didn't have to be in the first place if you had just been honest, if you had just held on to your relationship with Christ. Get to know him. Abide in his word, and he will abide in you. Think about the sacrifice. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross that we might be saved, that we might have life and life within us, that we don't have to be fearful of anything that's in our past because it's been thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. He loves us that much. But now we've got to be in a place where we love ourselves equally, that we forgive ourselves, that we're not afraid of what's happened in the past, but we embrace our purpose in the earth, and we embrace wanting to fulfill what God has for us. It's a process. Yeah, I hear you. Pastor Val, I hear you talking, and that's good talking, and I want to get there. I want to get there, but you don't know my story. You don't know where I am. You don't know what I'm dealing with right now. You know what? You're absolutely right. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you are in this process. I don't know, but I can tell you this, that what he did in my life, he didn't do overnight. I had to go through a process. I had to go through stages of forgiveness. I had to be delivered. I had to be healed. I had to go through a process to now be able to look in the mirror and not be afraid of what I see. The shame of my past, I've forgiven myself the bad decisions. God has forgiven me, and I've forgiven myself. My bad choices, throw it behind me. Because it's a new day, because of his grace and mercy that's renewed every day. I'm grateful to God for what he's done in my life. I'm grateful for being in a place and able to hear the truth about what he requires for me. I'm thankful that I endured the process like a good soldier, because I know that if I would endure the process, I was a winner. See, that's the benefit about our relationship with Christ. We win because he already paid the price. We win. All that we've done, anything that we're feeling now that's holding us captive, we can release. It's a choice, my sisters and my brothers. It's a choice. We can release it now. All of it. Yeah, even that. You can release that too. Because Jesus has already paid the price. All we have to do is accept him. And after accepting him, hear him for what he desires. We fulfill in the earth to bring him glory, to expand his kingdom on earth, so that we can look in the mirror and no longer be afraid. Ah, time goes by so fast. Wow. I thank you all. Wow. I thank you all. I thank you all. I pray that something has been said on this evening that has sparked something in you, has made you come to a place of decision-making where you're going to stick to what it is that God has spoken. You're going to grab hold to your purpose in the earth, and you're going to fulfill it with everything that you've got. And even if you're not clear, God, what is it I'm supposed to do? Guess you can have a conversation with him, and he'll answer you. He'll show you the way. And if you're not able to really comprehend what he's saying, we thank God because we trust him to put you in the path of those who will sow into your life his truth to aid you in fulfilling your purpose in the earth. Amen. Amen. Well, our time is almost up. I'm no longer afraid of my mirror, and I pray that from this teaching and the path that you take from this day forward, you will no longer be afraid of your mirror either. As you go through these days, it's our desire, the empowerment place, that something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Each of us, we are the key to our own empowerment. We're the one who are making the choices. We're the one taking the steps, and we can either take the steps that God puts before us, or we can operate in flesh. Come on, let's choose God's way, because it's a win-win situation, a win-win situation, one that reflects his goodness, his power, his mercy in the earth, that someone might see us and cry out, what must I do to be saved? We invite you all to join us again next Sunday when Prophet Nina Williams will be releasing a word on the broadcast. On tomorrow morning, Monday morning at 5 o'clock a.m., we will have powerful prayer. If you're interested, please find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And I can give you more information about that. And on Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m., join us for Seeking Truth, our telephone Bible encounter facilitated by myself and Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Christian Ministries. We love you all here at the Empowerment Place. We pray that you've had an empowered day and pray that you will have an empowered week to come. God bless you all. Until next week.